do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. We're on the second day of our lesson, Answer That Telephone. So far, we've talked about some words you can use when you're on the telephone and talking to someone in English. But hey, let's look at that title for a minute. To answer a telephone? Carolyn, can you answer something like a telephone? Did it ask you a question?
Well, no, the telephone doesn't ask you a question, but the telephone does ring when someone is calling you and you want to answer the person on the other end of the phone.
All right, so we see here that you can use the word answer, and it means here to act in response to something, not just to a question that someone asks. Well, what are some other things that we answer?
Well, you can answer the phone. You can also answer the door. Mm-hmm. If someone knocks on the door, you can open it, and that is answering the door.
Okay, or maybe if someone rings the doorbell, you could answer the doorbell. So you're acting in response to something that you hear. Well, of course, today in our lesson, we're talking about answering the telephone. So let's begin right now.
Answer that telephone. When you are finished with a call, you hang up. If you need to interrupt a call for a moment or two, you can ask the other party to hang on or hold on. Sometimes when the phone rings, someone may demand that you pick up the phone. That's the same thing as answering the phone. After you pick up the phone, the person may ask you a question. If you don't know the answer, you can promise to get back to them with the answer. That means you will find out the information and call them again.
Hello, friends. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. Welcome back for the second day of our language article this month. In today's reading, we'll get some more great tips on how to get over the fear of answering a call in English. Let's take a look at our key words for the day before we begin. Party. Party is a noun. The two parties need to get together and discuss the problem. Demand. Demand is a verb. Beth's father demanded that she be home by midnight. Receptionist. Receptionist is a noun. The doctor's receptionist answers the phone in his office. Voicemail. Voicemail is a noun. Pam isn't here, so leave a message on her voicemail. Your more information word is nerve-wracking. Sounds like a lot of good information. Let's jump right in.
Well, these are some very good phrases to know when we are talking about answering a telephone. So, let's go ahead and get started with today's lesson. When you are finished with a call, you hang up. So, you take the phone and you hang it up.
Okay, so those are some other good words for us to know. Please hang up the phone. Actually, you might hear someone say that to you if both of you are on the phone talking to somebody else, but they're having a private conversation, they might tell you to hang up the phone.
Oh, so you can hang up the phone. It means that you have finished your call, and we say hang up the phone because phones before cell phones would hang on the wall, and you would hang the phone up on the wall.
Ah, very interesting. It is good to know the history of these kinds of things in order to understand English even better. Okay, hanging up the phone. We continue here. If you need to interrupt a call for a moment or two, you can ask the other party to hang on or hold on.
That's right. And there's a great word in that sentence from our word bank, the word party. Now, this is not the kind of party that Gabe was trying to not invite me to yesterday. This is a person or a group of people. They are considered a party.
That's right. We don't use the word a lot to talk about a person, but especially if you're talking on the telephone, actually, one definition of the word party is someone who is talking on the phone. So you can ask the other party to hang on or hold on. Another way that we often see this word party is if you're at a restaurant and you go and you want to make a reservation, the person might ask you, how many are in your party? You would tell them, oh, we have a party of 4. That means we have 4 people. We have a party of 15. That means we have 15 people.
That's right. So here we're using party to refer to a person and specifically a person on the phone. Well, if you need them to wait, you can tell them to please hang on or hold on a moment. I need to do something. Continuing in the article, sometimes when the phone rings, someone may demand that you pick up the phone.
All right, someone might demand. And I demand that we look at this word from our word bank. It's the word demand. If you demand something, that means you really want it to happen. There's no other option or possibility. You demand that it is done right now.
That's right. So you tell someone to do something. You demand that they do it. And the title of our article, Answer That Telephone, that could be considered a demand because you are telling someone to do a specific action.
All right. Well, what are some other kinds of demands? Someone might say, you know, I demand that you apologize. You did something wrong. I demand an apology. They really want that apology. So use this word sometime today when you're talking with your friends. Well, Carolyn, I demand that you say something now.
Oh, well, I will continue reading.
I
will answer your demand and continue speaking. Yes. That's the same thing as answering the phone. So if someone demands that you pick up the phone, they want you to answer the phone. And again, we say pick up, not because you need to push a button on your cell phone, but because older phones would be on the wall or on a desk, and you have to actually pick up the phone to answer it. There isn't a button that you push.
That's right. Okay, so here we continue. After you pick up the phone, the person may ask you a question. All right, that's fine. Maybe you have an answer. You can answer their question. But if you don't know the answer, you can promise to get back to them with the answer. So, to get back to somebody.
That's right. And that means you will find out the information and call them again. So, if you're going to get back to someone, first you will find the answer to their question, and then you will call them back.
All right. Well, hey, let's do a little quiz right now. I have a little quiz for you. I want to see if you know the difference between these words. Carolyn, you can give me the correct answer here.
Oh, okay.
All right. If I'm on the phone and I need to interrupt the phone call, do I say, please hang on or please hang up?
Oh, you should say, please hang on. Don't hang up. If you hang up, then your call is over. You want the person to hang on and wait.
That's right. Okay, so these words can be confusing, but I hope you know how to use them in the right way. Right now, it's time for us to continue learning something with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud.
Then we'll join Michelle in the Language Lab.
In today's lesson, we read the word you almost 20 times. Imagine if it were spelled Y-U.
Well, it sounds crazy, but it nearly happened. At various times in history, people have made attempts to reform English spelling. Why? Well, they simply wanted their words to look the way they were pronounced.
At the top of everyone's lists were words that ended in G-H. The spelling of the word laugh was to become the more phonetically correct L-A-F-F. And the spelling of through would be simplified to T-H-R-U.
There were hundreds of other words in the crosshairs too, including you and philosophy. Now imagine seeing that word spelled F-I-L-O-S-O-F-Y.
The biggest push for spelling reform came in the 1800s. Maybe you'll recognize some of these influential people who've invested considerable time, energy, and money to simplify English spelling.
Okay, we have British naturalist Charles Darwin and Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, creator of Sherlock Holmes.
American President Theodore Roosevelt and industrialist philanthropist Andrew Carnegie, who gave huge sums of money to establish the Simplified Spelling Board.
Well, Carnegie's spelling board began to languish around the time of World War I, but spelling reform still is a hot topic. Perhaps someday we will spell you, Y-U, after all.
在过去几百年当中，英文单字的拼法几乎没有变化，这也造成许多人在英文拼字上面临困难。因此在历史上，英文有好几次面临 spelling reform 拼字的改革。主张改革的人士认为英文有太多单字的拼法不符合实际的发音，比如 GH 的发音像 laugh 笑，如果根据它实际的发音应该要拼 LAFF 才合理， through 应该简化为 THRU， 还有 U 这个字在今天的课文中出现了近20次，要是要改为 YU 那才是比较合理的拼法，不是吗？ Spelling reform 至今还是个热门的话题，也许真的有一天 U 的拼法会变成 YU。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle。 今天的第一个重点我们来看 party 这个名词。 party 在这里不是指派对，而是指当事人或者是一方。例如 both parties agreed to negotiate on their prices， 双方都同意协商他们的价格。或者是 the conclusion of the meeting didn't seem to satisfy either party， 这个会议的结论似乎没有一方满意。接下来我们看的是 demand 这个动词， demand 是指要求或请求。例如 the boss demands absolute loyalty from his employees， 这位老板要求他的职员百分之百忠心。 demand 也指强烈要求，例如 the people demanded the government's immediate explanation regarding the incident， 民众要求政府要立刻对这个事件给予解释。 demand 可以当名词，意思是指需求。例如 the market demand is much greater than we expected， 市场的需求远比我们所预期的超出许多。
In our lesson called Answer That Telephone, we're learning some useful phrases that you can use when you're on the phone talking in English. Well, one of these phrases that you can use is to hang up the phone. If you're finished with a call, you hang up the phone. But if you are just needing to interrupt your phone call, you could tell the other party to hang on or to hold on. And then you'll continue talking in a minute. Another thing that you could do is demand that someone pick up the phone. That's another way for saying you answer the phone. So there are many things we can use, many phrases to know when you're talking on the phone in English. Right now, let's continue our lesson.
Answer that telephone. If you are calling a business, sometimes you can't reach the person you wish to talk to. Then you can say, I couldn't get through. Or a receptionist may answer the phone and say they will put you through to your party. Or if the person is not available, you will be put through to voicemail. By learning these phrases, you will find that answering the phone in English won't be so nerve-wracking.
That's right, we want to calm your nerves. So let's go back and talk some more about these very useful phrases. If you are calling a business, sometimes you can't reach the person you wish to talk to. And it's true, sometimes the person that you want to talk to isn't in. They aren't there.
And so you can't reach them. That's another word for not being able to get in contact with. Or you can't get in touch with that person. So we continue here. Then you can say, I couldn't get through. All right, that's a good phrase to know. I can't get through to that person.
That's right. So you could use that if the line is busy, if someone is already talking on the phone and you hear a busy signal, you can't get through. Or if the person just doesn't answer the phone, you could also say, I couldn't get through.
Okay, well, we see another situation here. Or a receptionist may answer the phone and say they will put you through to your party. There are some good things to learn from this sentence. The first is our key word, receptionist. That is someone who works at a company or an office receiving visitors and answering phone calls. What else does a receptionist do? Well, maybe you want to be a receptionist someday.
That's right. So the receptionist will usually sit at a front desk so that when people come into the office, they can greet them and tell them where they need to go so that they can find the person they want to meet with. Also, if you call the business, the receptionist will answer the phone and put you through to the person you want to talk to. And to put you through to your party, you remember the word? Party just means a person.
All right, so this is a great phrase to know, to put you through. I'm sorry, who do you want to talk to? Ah, yes, I can put you through to him right now. Or if the person is not available, you will be put through to voicemail.
And voicemail is another word from our word list. So let's look at that as well. Voicemail is a computerized system that allows you to record a message or to listen to a message that has been recorded on your phone. It's kind of like an answering machine, but it's actually a part of your phone, not something separate.
And so, if you are using your smartphone or your cell phone, then maybe you can check your voicemail. I often use that phrase. I need to check my voicemail. I need to see if there's anything in my voicemail box. Okay? So, here we're talking about being put through to voicemail. A receptionist might put you through to somebody, or you will be put through to someone's voicemail.
And then you can leave them a message and they can get back to you or get in touch with you later. Now, by learning these phrases, you will find that answering the phone in English won't be so nerve-wracking. And it's true, these phrases will be very helpful when you answer the phone in English.
Okay, you will find or you will discover that answering the phone isn't so nerve-wracking. Well, what does it mean to be nerve-wracking, Carolyn?
Well, if something is nerve-wracking, then it makes you very, very nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And, to rack something means to have a lot of it. And it gets more and more and more. And talking in another language on the phone can be very nerve-wracking. But don't worry. Just remember these helpful phrases.
Yes, that's right. Well, this word nerve-wracking actually can be spelled another way. You see a W in that word. You could also spell it without the W. It's correct either way. Nerve-wracking or nerve-wracking. They both sound the same, but spelled differently. Right now, it's time for us to enjoy a review skit, and then we'll visit Michelle in the language lab.
Are you okay?
I'm very nervous.
Why? Is there a problem?
Yes. That's the problem.
No, that's just the phone ringing. Well, aren't you going to answer it?
No, I might have to answer it in English, and I can't. Oh, good. It stopped ringing.
Don't worry. Your English is great. You're talking to me.
Yes, but I depend on body language. On the phone, I have to depend on my ears.
Just calm your nerves. Hey, maybe I can help you.
Oh, will you answer the phone for me?
No, but I can help you know what to say.
Oh, okay. Well, what if someone calls for a person that is not in the office?
Just say, he's not in.
He's not in. Okay, what if I need to interrupt a call?
Oh, ask the other party to hang on.
Hang on.
Or hold on.
Oh, hold on. What if someone has a question, but I don't know the answer?
Promise you'll get back to them.
Oh, I'll get back to you. Oh, okay. Well, what if I can't reach the person who the call is for?
Tell the other caller you can't get through.
I can't get through. Oh, that's a lot to remember.
I know, but learn these phrases and answering the phone won't be so nerve-wracking.
Oh. Hello? He's not in. Hold on. I'll get back to you. I can't get through. Goodbye. Yeah, that was easy.
Yeah.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 receptionist 这个名词。Receptionist 是指接待员。例如 ,the hotel's receptionists are fluent in many languages. 这家饭店的接待员能够流利使用好几种语言。如果去掉字尾的 IST, reception 是指接待或欢迎，它是一个名词。例如 ,the speaker received a warm and passionate reception from the audience. 这个讲员受到了观众温暖以及热情的欢迎。所以我们看的是 nerve-wracking 这个形容词。nerve 是指神经 ,rack, W-R-A-C-K 是指折磨或是痛苦。所以加在一起 nerve-wracking 是指令人紧张不安的，也可以拼成 R-A-C-K-I-N-G。例如 ,the waiting before the auditions is so nerve-wracking。试镜前的等候让人极度的紧张不安，或者是 I will never forget the nerve-wracking experience of bungee jumping， 我永远都不会忘记高空弹跳那种令人紧张的要命的经验。 And it's time to go back to our teachers now.
Well, we've learned some really wonderful phrases the past 2 days in our lesson, Answer That Telephone. And I wonder how much you rememberfrom our lesson. So, Gabe, I'm going to give you a little quiz.
Uh-oh. I love quizzes. Okay, what's your quiz?
Well, don't be nervous. This is not a nerve-wracking quiz.
Good.
It's just, let's start with a true or false.
Okay.
Okay, so, true or false, you need to be fluent in English to answer the telephone.
You need to be... No. No.No, Carolyn, that's false.
That is false. Why, Gabe?
Because you don't need to know everything about another language to answer the phone. You just need to know a few common verbs and phrases. Phrases like the ones we talked about in our lesson.
Well, that is correct, Gabe. Okay, another question.
Bring it on.
What should go in the blank? Gabe, the phone won't stop ringing. Could you please?
Receptionist.
No, not receptionist, Gabe. Could you
please pick it up?
Yes, could you please pick it up?
Well, yes, I will.
Thank you, Gabe. Well, it is the end of our lesson today. I hope you did well on this quiz, and we will see you next time on Studio Classroom.
See you then.